doctor about water.
Water?
Yes, good old water. Studies show that proper hydration is the key to happiness. Your glass will always be half full.
My doctor said water is the clear choice, unless you live in Flint, Michigan.
Side effects of water include frequent urination, a constantly full bladder, the incessant need to drain the main vein, continuous tinkling, perpetual pee-peeing, and a watery discharge. If you're a woman who's pregnant, you already have to whiz all the time, so you're probably better off just sitting on the toilet all day.
Hey, you can't spell happy without pee-pee.
Ask your doctor about water and open the tap to a new you.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I do believe in you. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Break your butt up!
The best horror news, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery from the catastrophic Baltimore Bridge collapse is already underway. The federal government is sending $60 million in aid to the state. There's been no comment from Israel on airstrikes targeting Hezbollah targets inside of Syria, reportedly missile storage facilities. And while former President Trump attended the wake of a fallen NYPD officer yesterday in New York, President Biden raked in a record $26 million in campaign cash and a fundraiser at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton were on hand for that, along with a bunch of anti-Israel protesters demonstrating outside.
What a bunch of crap!
Chinese telecom giant Huawei reports profits more than doubled last year as its cloud and digital businesses thrived despite U.S. sanctions. No trading today on Wall Street. The market closed for Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick-charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 15 gigabytes of data and a mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. Let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just dial #250 and say the keyword spend less and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, from your phone, dial #250 and say the keywords spend less to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
So wait on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. A blessed Good Friday to everybody today who is celebrating. And we'll have the forecast for your day in just a moment. We welcome Rich Thomas.
Hi.
What's happening? I felt like I underserved you today with just a mere cheese omelet and a slice of buttered toast.
It was a very cheesy omelet, and it's a meatless Good Friday for me. You know, this is the last Friday that I'm have to go meatless until next Lent. So it was very delicious, and thank you very much. And you spoil me. You take good care of me.
You know, you talk about Fish on Friday. I think that's what they were feeding the crowd in New York last night when Obama, Biden, and some other jerk off from the Democrats came from underneath the Radio City Music Hall stage.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
I think they were tossing fish to the crowd because they're... Oh, my God. You like what's going on in this country?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
What the hell is wrong with these people, man? Let me start your day off on that pleasant note. Oh, and the moron, the future, the great white hope, who really knows a lot about racism, Pete Buttigieg, says the whole Baltimore Bridge thing had something to do with racism. I'm dying to find
what?
Out. The, yeah, listen.
Such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or it would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by. But that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality. I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
Yeah.
What?
Can't shovel that into somebody's pocket fast enough. I hate these people. I shouldn't say that on Good Friday, but I can only pray that they go away. Yeah. That's it. I just can't take it. I can't
take it. Nothing surprises me. Surprises me anymore.
No. Buses, roads, swimming, they're all racist. Everything is racist.
Now they're saying it's going to take years to rebuild the bridge.
Of course it will, because it's a Democrat-led city. Look what Ron DeSantis did. It's not quite the same length.
Well, yeah.
But he had Sanibel Island connected to the mainland in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
When you get people that know what they're doing, good things can happen. All right, I got all of that out of my system. And by the way, if exercise is supposed to build your... Why am I ready for a nap already? I've just been busy since the minute I got out of bed this morning. Now I'd like to curl up in the corner with Chase and maybe we can find something from the past that would chew up a little time for us today. Actually, I got some very interesting stories and some stunning little tidbits and more, but let's get to the fundamentals of Good Morning Radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, it's a little chill in the air this morning. We're at 39, which is a little bit below normal for this date in March. The average low is around 47, I think, right now. So we're a few degrees below that. But sunshine comfortable on this good Friday. A little warmer with a high temperature up to about 74. I don't think you could write a better script for the Easter weekend forecast. Clouds on the increase tonight, some high clouds, cool overnight low. Not as cool as this morning, 48 tonight. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, but the warm-up continues with a high around 79 for Saturday. Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, high 83. Best Easter in quite a while. Not too long ago, I can't remember the exact year right off the top of my head, but we had tornadoes on Easter. We've done that, unfortunately, too many times. Sun and cloud mix on Monday, but dry with a high in the middle 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms returning to the forecast Tuesday. Up in the northern part of the state, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, and we'll continue to monitor that system for you. Right now, clear, calm, it's 39, 613.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
My God! Let's go! Time to start the day, time to get up!
Maybe we should just focus on getting ready for the show.
When is it? When's the big show?
It's Good Friday.
Oh, don't say Friday.
I'll take you to church.
It's Good Friday.
I'm ready for the show.
It'll be a good day.
Good Friday.
It's gonna be a good day.
Good Friday.
Today is Good Friday.
So, are you having a good Friday?
Good morning. It's Good Friday.
It's showtime.
When you served me that cheesy omelet this morning on this Good Friday, I was remembering that there's a restaurant somewhere. Was it Cheeses of Nazareth?
Yes.
How clever.
If you're a Christian with a good sense of humor, that is. In fact, the whole line of cheeses they carry all connect somehow. We have a call. I'm not sure who it is, but welcome.
It's Junebug.
Junebug, what's up?
Alabama beat North Carolina last night, 87-85.
We are aware of that. Yeah. In fact, I was about to start their theme song, but I saw your call, and I thought, I better take the
Roll
call.
Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide is right. Number 4 seed Alabama takes out number 1, highly overrated North Carolina State. So we're going to play the Roll Tide song coming up in just a minute. Little assistance from Howard.
That's not like beating Grand Canyon. It's a bigger deal. They go to the Elite 8 now, from the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8.
You know, I was going to call Don Duncan this morning and say, let's do a predict-a-thon.
I thought about that on the way in.
But we don't know who they're going to play yet.
Well, that's true.
So we won't know that till later today.
Yeah, but so it won't be till next Thursday, though, right?
We could have a predict-a-thon of the number of points Alabama's going to score.
You could, still do it next week. You know what I mean?
This is true. This is true. If they survive, you know, one more win.
Richie will be gone all next week. You won't see me again until Eclipse Monday.
Yeah, I'm on the hunt for some sidekicks to come in and. I do believe Jacqueline's going to come in.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's once or more than once.
Yeah.
And Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville has expressed interest, and I think she'd be a great sidekick.
All right.
And there may be others who are interested.
I'm sure I'll do a phoner here and there.
If you can, that'd be great. And if you're interested, you can reach through Facebook Messenger. My name is Greg Budell. Pretty easy to find. We're going to play the Tide song here in just a moment. What are the market features saying this morning? Oh, it's closed today. No market.
Good Friday.
Right. But there will be some economic numbers coming out around 7:30. We may hear from Brent around 8:30. Brent McDonald is our guy for consulting us on money. Love to have the chance to talk about you and your financial future and growing and protecting the money you work so hard to make. And you can make that appointment at 387-0094. And I promise you, if you sit down with these guys and meet his team, it's like walking into New York City, plugged into a nice facility out on Vaughan Road. The energy in there is incredible. These are bright people who are constantly researching for trends, trying to get out in front of the train before it comes down the tracks and clobbers your money. That's what they do. 387-0094 is the number to make an appointment, and I promise you this, they won't try to sell you any financial instruments. It's not about that. It's just everybody should sit down and talk to a financial planner, and Brandt himself would say, if not him, call somebody. 387-0094. Just got a very... try to find a positive topic. I got you, Scott. I know, but I see this stuff. It starts boiling up early in the morning. And then, but now I feel better. That whole pretentious crap coming out from beneath a stage, straight from hell.
At Radio City Music Hall.
The people that have made life 25% more expensive in just 3 years. And wait till we get further down the road. Right, you ain't seen nothing yet, as Bachman-Turner Overweight once said.
Right across the street from the Fox Studios, by the way.
Isn't that ironic? Anyway, it is 6:18 with 18:19 news and the Tide, one of the Tide songs coming up.
Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
18:19 news.
The posting of body camera footage this week that involves the shooting death of Stephen Perkins in Decatur by police is causing a revisiting of the whole issue for those in North Alabama. Several North Alabama media outlets have refused to air the footage, which was obtained exclusively by 18:19 News. The video footage provides more context to the situation beyond what the neighbors provided in their security camera and the Ring doorbell footage that was all released shortly after Perkins' shooting death in September of 2023. The Morgan County NAACP chapter president Rodney Gordon says that the body camera footage is disturbing and calls for justice to be served when it comes to Perkins. Protesters are now marching on behalf of Perkins again after seeing the leaked footage, saying it reveals that Perkins was not given enough warning or time to comply with the police commands and that the officers were positioned out of sight from Perkins when he came out of his home regarding the tow truck driver that was repossessing his truck. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grocery Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
The mother of a murdered 5-year-old girl out of Phoenix City has pleaded guilty to human trafficking while charges of first-degree murder have been dropped. Christy Sipple is the secondary person being charged in the death of Kamari Holland. Jeremy Williams is being charged with killing and sexually assaulting the little girl after her death. Kamari Holland was reported missing by her mother to police, but once the girl's body was found and her murder connected to Jeremy Williams, police then determined that Sipple had engaged in trafficking her daughter to Williams. Sipple remains behind bars without bond until her sentencing. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured? At the Johnny Adams Law Firm, there is no fee until we win your case.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. N4-124.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's just then they're going to play Clemson. And Don Duncan said, yes, he wants to do a predict-a-thon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good. Let's celebrate.
T-Town, Alabama, sunny Saturday. Tailgating on the quad, the band begins to play. You hear the fight song. No place you'd rather be, right here in your sweet home.
The music plays above.
Hammer! Hammer.
just hearing that clip of Eli on that is so weird now, thinking we're, you know, Eli, who was part of every Saturday, is not going to be there anymore.
I know. That's there's something about that that still I don't understand.
Yeah.
Who made that? Of course, Nick is gone, too, so it's going to be a very different era.
I can't remember the new coach's name. I just can't keep it in my mind. What is his name again? Do you know?
No. Don't remember.
I know where he's from. He's from Washington, but I...
Yeah, the guy from Washington's the new coach.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Couple of odds and ends. We can take a deeper dive on some of these maybe a little bit later. Song lyrics are getting dumber. It's been confirmed. By scientific reports, lyrics have gotten more simpler, repetitive, and easier to understand. Duh, because they've lowered the bar. And people like me know what they're saying now. Hey, I'm Bob Dylan. I invented the complicated lyric.
He's going to be at Willie's thing. Willie's moving his, whatever he calls that farm thing in the summer.
Farm Aid?
Yeah, Farm Aid to the Northeast this year. And Bob's going to be there.
Bob?
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
Oh.
What's his name? Robert Zimmerman?
Yes.
Robert Zimmerman from Minnesota.
What they're saying is the number of different words used by the song has decreased.
Yeah.
Particularly in rap. Yeah, well, there's like two words. Three. The N-word, bitch and hoe. That's all you hear in...
Yeah, and in the F-word, too.
Oh, yeah. Gotta have that.
Mm-hmm.
And more emotional, personal, and anger-related words. No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, all that does is go. Now, on the lighter side, the advanced reviews on the Jerry Seinfeld movie are really, really positive.
That's what I've heard.
It's called Unfrosted. It hits Netflix on May the 3rd. It's got a lot of big names in it, most of whom I could
do without. But Jerry's not in. He's just executive producer. Is that right?
No, he's in it.
Is he in it?
Yeah, well, that's... You're not here yet.
I'm not here yet.
I didn't hear that, and you didn't say that.
I'm not here.
But we may as well make it official. You guys in the back, your heroes.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
It just occurred to me we missed an opportunity. We could have Jay rise out of the floor of the studio like Satan and his two disciples in New York City last night. I'm sorry, Jay. I didn't mean you. That was just thinking. That would be more dramatic, wouldn't it?
I would love an entrance like that.
I know how they do that.
To rise from the floor.
I toured Radio City Music Hall. It's quite the amazing facility. It really is.
It was chilling last May to go past these places I've seen all my life. It's iconic.
Anyway, we're going to do a $200 Dunkin' Dollar predict-a-thon.
We also have REO Speedwagon tickets gave away.
Oh, we do?
REO Speedwagon?
Yes.
To repeat, we have R.E. Speedwagon tickets to give away.
I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend that we were going to have some.
Yeah. It's.
And we're not messing around either.
We're not, because the show is Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when you win these things,
you better be ready to rock and roll Tuesday.
Yeah, you need to make sure you can come get these and make sure you can go to
them. I would drop by that show just to hear him do Take It on the Run.
Yeah, Take It on the Run, baby. If that's funny, baby. And I don't need you.
Yes.
I saw Murphy yesterday.
Yeah?
He came by, so every Wednesday he's going to, starting next Wednesday,
all right,
he's going to stop by every Wednesday and give us the latest on the biscuits.
Oh!
Murphy. Opening day is the Yankees' big comeback in Houston. That was good. The Braves, they open today, right?
They're going to be able to play that game? Open today in a sunny, windy... 53-54 degree Philadelphia. Yes.
Let's talk about car shopping.
Okay.
If you're shopping in the pre-owned market, as many now are, because we got budgets to deal with, we are watching our money disappear. But when you need wheels, you need them, whether it's for you, your business, a new driver in the house. Jack Ingram has taken extraordinary steps to guarantee the vehicles that you're looking at if you're shopping pre-owned. It's called Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Cars that have passed an 84-point engine inspection that must meet original factory specifications. And then once the Carfax vehicle history report confirms the car has been in no accidents, it's got a clean history. The body shop is happy with the condition of the vehicle. Of course, they recondition it before they put it out on the floor. They put it out there with a certified Nissan Certified Select warranty. And they do that on all models. Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, Fords, imports, you name it. They've got it, and they've got a great selection of sedans, convertibles. There's a Corvette in there. Somebody's got to buy that machine. And more. And they take the guesswork out of it. So all you need to do is focus on the vehicle and figure out which one of the 25 lending partners they work with at Jack Ingram is going to get you a loan and get you into that machine so you can love what you drive. They also come with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and that limited warranty so you can drive with confidence, even rental car reimbursement. They've done it all to make sure that you can shop with confidence. At Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, don't forget they have brand new Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Nissans, Volkswagens, Volvos, and Audis. All of those available at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
631, the timeline with Rich Thomas is next.
Well, on this Good Friday, we are looking pretty good on the roads. We've got light to moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Had a major accident earlier on 65 southbound below Hope Hall, but they've got that open now. All lanes are flowing and traffic's moving good there. 231 out of Wetumpka, all of our feeder roads into Montgomery like Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. All looking good as well this morning. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 6-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Godzilla and Kong opens today. Between this and the original Ghostbusters returning, there are a lot of dinosaurs in theaters. Taylor Swift's dad won't be charged for assaulting a photographer in Australia, because in Australia, punching is just a drunk hello. Sources say feds who raided Diddy's homes seized guns, phones, and dozens of notebooks with potential future nicknames. The FDA approved the first drug that treats liver disease.
Too late,
responded a voice inside Johnny Depp's body. And Sunday is Easter. Always remember, the Easter Bunny and Peter Cottontail are two different dudes. This is not headline news.
At 6:36 with the timeline for the 29th of March, your host, Rich Thomas.
88th day of the year, 277 days are left on this Good Friday.
I remember as a boy, we'd go to Stations of the Cross, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I attended that.
Yeah. Today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day, and the reason why the last troops left Vietnam on this date in 1973, that iconic picture of the helicopters taking off from Saigon. It's National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day, and I am a big fan of mom and pop businesses.
Me too.
And unfortunately, there are fewer and fewer of them because of the, the Targets, the Walmarts of this world.
The Amazons.
Yeah, oh God almighty. Well, I'm guilty because I just go to Amazon for anything. 1848, Niagara Falls stops flowing.
Niagara Falls!
Niagara Falls! Slowly I turn. Step by step, we're just telling you that we're just overgrown juvenile delinquents here.
It stopped flowing for 30 hours due to an ice jam, but it's not the only time Niagara Falls stopped flowing. It ran dry in 1909 and 1936, and they actually turned it off in 1969 for a few days while they were doing some work on the rocks around the falls. 1865, Dateline Appomattox. The campaign begins on the state campaign of the Civil War that, of course, the final one in Virginia. Union troops under General Ulysses S. Grant moved against the Confederate trenches around Petersburg. General Robert E. Lee is outnumbered. The rebels were soon forced to evacuate that city, and they began a desperate race towards Appomattox. The final showdown. 104 years ago today, in 1919, the Ringling Brothers merged with the Barnum and Bailey Circus to combine one show. 1929, President Herbert Hoover installed the first telephone in the Oval Office. 1936, Adolf Hitler receives 98.8% of the votes in Germany's national election. Yeah, that election's like a Putin election victory, right?
Or a Biden election victory. Sorry, I had to get that in there.
Anticlimactic.
Every time I see those three idiots rise out of the... Go ahead.
1961, the 23rd Amendment gave people who live in Washington the right to vote for presidential elections. Now, our song of the day. Big one on the charts back in March and April. It peaked at number one on May 4th, 1968. Beatles doing a Paul McCartney song recorded in five takes. Paul's on the piano with Lady Madonna. This is your Friday timeline. Good morning.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Right.
timeline this morning.
A little controversy around that song when it was out.
Yeah.
It had the word breast in it.
Oh, that's true. I don't think.
And in 1968, my parents told me that that was a big deal.
Wow. I didn't think about that. Our next, the next time I will do the timeline will be on the eclipse day. So take a guess what we might be playing.
I got to do the timeline. I got to do the follow-up questions to random facts.
Yeah.
By the way, I have both convoluted intros ready.
Yeah, you got to
they're
do
weak,
that too.
But they're ready.
1971, Lieutenant Calley found guilty of the My Lai murders in Vietnam. That was that court-martial happened at Fort Benning, Georgia. Did they change the name in Fort Benning? They got all these new names now.
Yeah.
What's the one in Ozark? It used to be Fort Rucker. What is it called now? I don't know. It's, in my mind, it's Fort Rucker.
Yeah.
It's where my brother trained.
They can change the name, but they can't change minds.
Fort Novosel.
Novosel, well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a weather term? We have a Novosel approaching the river region from the northwest.
It is named in honor of Chief Warrant Officer Michael J. Novosel, an Army aviator and Medal of Honor recipient.
My brother, this,
I'm not saying he's not worthy.
This was my first time in the South, well, in Alabama, when my brother was at Fort Rucker learning how to fly helicopters for Vietnam at 165 combat missions, something like that. On this date, 51 years ago, 1973, after protesting in a song that they were never featured on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine, guess who got on the Rolling Stone magazine? Dr. Hook got their wish, and a week later, their single cover of the Rolling Stone went gold. On this date in 1975, LaBelle, number one on the charts with Lady Marmalade. You played that on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. I believe.
1975, Led Zeppelin had all six of their albums in the Billboard Top 200. Led Zeppelin 3, Led Zeppelin 2, Houses of the Holy, Led Zeppelin 4, Physical Graffiti. On this date in 86, Rock Me Amadeus, one of the classic hit songs by Falco, number one on the Hot 100 for Billboard. 92 presidential candidate Bill Clinton, who came up from a under the stage last night, admitted that he had experimented with marijuana a time or two while attending Oxford University, but he said, "I didn't inhale and I didn't try it again."
Right.
You liar.
I think that may be how he maybe he had pot goggles on when he saw it.
That is certainly possible.
Sign of the times, man. Like, that was a big deal back then, but I would not care anymore.
It's not the pot. It's the lie. It's the frickin' lie.
I didn't inhale. That's like...
Bald-faced.
But that's the point, though. He felt like he had to lie because that was a big deal. That you're smoking pot.
That's like being on a movie set...
I have told...
firing a gun and saying... he didn't pull the trigger.
I have told every story about myself I can about stupid stuff I did.
Yeah?
Wasted.
Yes.
And without shame. Not proud of it, but I'm not, because it's part of what got me to where I'm at today.
And when did you start doing that?
And not one person has ever, ever written me or come up to me in public and said, "Wow, you're a real loser for all of that." You know? It's like, if you are honest, if you really... hey, look, I'm not proud of this, but this is part of my story. Yeah. And
well, for one, you're not running for office or weren't president of the United States in the 90s when apparently that was a big deal. Smoking it. Oh, my God, the president smoked pot? That's a big deal. And I get that he lied about it, but he felt like he had to lie about it. Because...
and he had to lie about Jennifer Flowers and everything else.
Yeah. The whole
that's when I was
too.
On WLS. All of that stuff was out there then. And the media did then what it does now. We like the guy, so we're just going to make this go away. They all suck.
Here we are.
They can all kiss my ass, too.
Here we are in 2020.
You're on Good Friday.
You're in 2024. How many states are...
I know.
25 states where pot is now...
how's that working out for everybody, by the way?
Probably very well. The money that they're generating has got to be, again, the guy that called in about the lottery and the corruption, it'll go the same way if we legalize pot here as well.
Well, we'll be the 57th state. You watch.
I know. We'll be the last one.
1996,
Tommy and Pamela Lee sued Penthouse for $10 million. They were asking a judge to stop the magazine for marketing the stolen home video showing them doing that.
Doing what?
Doing that. They failed.
What is that?
I've never seen their movie. It's all over the place, though.
No, why? Why would you want to?
I don't care. Yeah. 2005, former O.J. Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran died in a brain tumor. He was 67.
I don't want to look at Tommy Lee's...
Whang! Well, then don't watch episode 3.
Pam and Tommy. You really should, just to see that.
It's comedic. It's shocking. It talks.
It does. It talks.
2006, Tom Jones was knighted by Queen Elizabeth. What's new, Pussycat? 2013, new research indicates the Shroud of Turin supports that it may actually have been used as Jesus Christ's burial cloth. Researchers used the mechanical and thermal measurements to date the shroud between 300 BC and 400 AD. And, of course, this is very topical here on Easter weekend on Good Friday.
That is a topic that's always fascinated me.
And I truly believe that it is. It's not a hoax. Birthdays: Elle McPherson is 60. Terry Jacks is the guy who had Seasons in the Sun. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. He's 79 today.
With all the pollen in the air, a lot of people are having sneezes in the sun.
Sneezes.
Duh, humor like that has propelled me into my career.
What that did was rhyme with seasons. Eric Idle from Monty Python is 81 today. Sam Walton would have had a birth. He died in 92. He was born in 1918, so what was 106 years ago. But his corner store he opened in 1962 has turned into one of the world's largest companies. And he used to go to work every day in a pickup truck with a lunch that in a brown plate paper bag. He would make his own lunch, you know. Countdowns, 3 days till April Fool's Day. Hey, next week is also Richmas, by the way. Did you know? 8th anniversary.
But you won't be here.
I won't be here.
Can we schedule you for the 10th at Baumhauer so we can celebrate that?
Yeah, we can do that, sure.
That's where we had the first Richmas.
Yes, we did. We did. 10 days till the big solar eclipse. The Biscuits home opener is the following day. And you say we're going to have Mike Murphy come
in? Every Wednesday he's going to come in around 8:30 or so and tell us what's going on with the Biscuits for that week.
Excellent.
Of course, I have an entire schedule right here.
Okay.
Not only the games, but every night of whatever's going to be going on. Of course, opening night.
Opening night is the 9th of it's a Tuesday the 9th. We're playing, I believe, Pensacola.
It is the Pensacola, yes.
Yeah.
The Blue Wahoos.
I'm sorry, did you say the Blue?
Yeah, it is. The 20th anniversary of the Biscuits.
Wow,
that's right, because when I got here, they were in their second season.
Just like it's the 20th anniversary of Blue Water this year.
What are we doing to celebrate? Staying alive.
The Biscuits changed the whole downtown scenario.
Completely.
First of all, the liquor laws changed. Had to.
Was that something that Bobby Bright made happen?
Was it Bobby Bright or Todd?
Back 20 years ago, may have been Bobby.
We should
have been Bobby.
We should make sure that they get full credit.
And then that changed the whole renaissance of downtown. You know.
Oh, my God.
What time is it? Oh, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Okay. 271 days till Christmas. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Sunshine comfortable, 74 today. Increasing clouds, 48 tonight. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix, warm, comfortable, 79. Easter Sunday, high 83. We're dry through Monday with Monday's high in the mid-80s. Right now, 39 and clear. clear at 650.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
We have your SRN News replay and a look at the roads coming up with Skipper. Then today's Cheap and Trashy.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
Well, former President Trump paid his respects at yesterday's wake of a fallen NYPD officer. For President Biden, it was all about the money. He raked in more than $25 million at a Radio City fundraiser in New York. It will not be easy, and it certainly will not happen overnight. Maryland Governor Wes Moore's take on reopening the crucial port of Baltimore and rebuilding the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Today marks 1 year since American journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia and accused of spying. Since then, his detention has been repeatedly extended by Russian officials. The U.S. government, as well as Gershkovich's employer, deny the espionage allegations, and they continue to demand his release from custody. Wall Street traders have today off. It is Good Friday. The market wrapped up yesterday with the Dow gaining 47 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Traffic all over the area remains light to moderate this morning. Not seeing any problems in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. Have a good ride into work on this Good Friday. Watch out for your neighbors and buckle up. We'll keep you updated if any accidents come your way. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, U.S. 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where you hide an Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun, who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the five questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or two. Or 100.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
And let's begin with a positive note because Alabama won. They upset number one seed, North Carolina. Was it North Carolina State? Who cares? They're moving on to the Elite Eight, as we would say here in the South, right?
Yeah. Hopefully with better time so we can watch the game, actually.
And next hour, we will have a Dunkin' & Son Predict-a-thon to give you a chance to win 200 Dunkin' Dollars, which is pretty cool, too.
When does the Elite play? When does the Elite Eight play?
Saturday.
Wow.
Bama will play Saturday.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Wow.
I don't know the game time yet, but they're playing Clemson. I want to thank Branch Close for bringing me up to speed on that. My friend and another legal extraordinary. I'll tell you one thing. This show has the best lawyers listening. We really do. We've got a Branch. We've got, of course, Jacqueline and Dana from Duncan Tomlinson, Legal Eagle, and Local Throb.
Local Throb.
Oh, Chad.
Throb.
The game's tomorrow at 7:50 at night.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, 7:50.
Okay.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
At 6:56. So... the new Seinfeld movie's getting a lot of very positive play.
Hey, just so you know, that Seinfeld film is a completely made-up thing. Like, it's not an actual...
No, I know.
...biographical thing about right. Pop-Tarts came about.
No, I understand. You really have a low opinion of me, Jay, and it's...
Well, no, because you guys turned off that Weird Al Yankovic, and that thing was just a spoof of biography films. That's all it was trying to be.
No, I know what a spoof is, and I like good spoofing.
But we didn't like the spoof.
I just thought it was we ponderous
didn't
and dumb.
Want watching it anymore.
And if we had been in a theater, we would have walked out. But Rich is not going to walk out of his own house to say that movie sucks. Here is a little piece of the trailer for this.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Kellogg's is entering the race to reinvent breakfast with the help of Steve Schwinn, Chef Boyardee, and Jack LaLanne.
They're stacking the deck with ringers.
You Kellogg's people.
We're talking about happy childhoods for millions of American kids.
It's breakfast. Things happen.
There you go. I'm really looking forward to that. Do I have my old dirty bastard? remember that clip I used to play?
Yeah.
Where did that go?
Oh, no.
Under old?
Under old.
We used to do the gangster phrase that pays, but...
The gangster phrase that pays.
Yeah. And what we did was we'd take hip-hop lyrics and then...
Yeah.
Translate them so grandma would understand what the song was saying.
Grandma.
I'm hip to your jive. you remember that? What's her name again? Timmy's mom.
Yeah. Are you talking about Barbara Billingsley?
Barbara Billingsley, yeah.
I'm searching my airplane files to see if I don't have that.
I speak jive.
Yeah.
Excuse me, stewardess. I speak jive.
Can I get you something?
Some more folk butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Got me some snack, Jack. Chomp don't wanna help. Chomp don't get the help.
Say can't hang, say seven up.
Nobody would do that in a movie today.
But the fact that it was Barbara Billingsley.
I know.